This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking about Magic Mike with one of the stars, Adam Rodriguez, the actor you know from CSI, in just a moment. But first, Taylor Swift says she will not allow her album 1989 on Apple's new streaming service because they aren't paying. Hours after her Tumblr page and message titled, "To Apple, Love Taylor," Apple caved. Swift says that Apple Music's original plan to forego royalty payments to writers, artists, and producers during the three-month trial window when customers who sign up for the service can use it for free. She said she finds it to be shocking, disappointing, and completely unlike this historically progressive and generous company. Swift insists this is not about me and that these are not the complaints of a spoiled, petulant child. This is about the new artist or band that has just released their first single and will not be paid for its success. This is about the young songwriter who just got his or her first cut and thought the royalties would get them out of debt. This is about the producer who works tirelessly to innovate and create. She adds, "We don't ask you for free iPhones. Please don't ask us to provide you with our music for no compensation." Apple responded to Swift late Sunday night last week in a series of tweets from Eddie Q, a key lieutenant of CEO Tim Cook. He tweeted, "Apple Music will pay artists for streaming even during customers' free trial period. We hear you, Taylor Swift, and indie artists love Apple." Swift acknowledged the change, tweeting, "I am elated and relieved. Thank you for your words of support today. They listen to us." Britney Spears and Charlie Ebersole call it quits after 8 months of dating. The couple was last seen together in public at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards in May. But the pop star recently deleted all photos of him from her Instagram account, and sources say the couple decided to go their separate ways. Britney posted a photo of herself in her home state of Louisiana over the weekend. She was in a bikini top and shorts on a boat with a guy identified as Harris Beal. The 33-year-old mother of two shared the photo, letting everyone know that she was hanging out with a Louisiana boy. She says there's nothing like Louisiana boys. Jurassic World has become the fastest film to cross the $1 billion mark in box office history. The movie reached the milestone after just 13 days of release, taking the title away from Furious 7, which broke $1 billion in 17 days earlier this year. Jurassic World also took the top spot last weekend with another $106 million at the U.S. box office. Of course, all these milestones don't take into account that movie ticket prices are much higher than they were years ago. CSI's Adam Rodriguez is back in the new Magic Mike sequel, which opens next week.
Doing great. Doing great. How about you?
Good, good. So Magic Mike XXL, is that how we're supposed to pronounce it?
It sounds good to me. All I know is it comes out July 1st, and it is bigger and better and funnier and just a whole different ride than the first movie.
In what way is it different?
You know, in the first movie, I think to do a male stripper movie, you kind of have to show what that life is really about before you can make fun of it. And Steven Soderbergh, you know, has that ability to kind of bring something, any subject matter, to real life in a way that makes it really interesting. I think a lot of the times, the way to do that is to go and explore the dark side of that life. And we did that in the first one. You see why these guys would want to get out of this life, and that's what Mike's character is trying to do. And this time around, it's about the light. It's about celebrating the lives of these guys and the friendships that they have. And they decide to take one last ride together before they're all kind of going to move on to a different phase in their life. And so this is it. This is the last hurrah.
Yeah, this is a young man's game, right?
It is, although, you know, we've got Tarzan in the movie, my man, Kevin Nash, at 55 years old, making it look pretty damn easy. You know, this guy is ripped and in incredible shape at that age. So hard to say it's a young man's game when you're looking at Kevin Nash look the way he does in this movie.
Now, you talk about being in good shape. Do you actually have to tone up to film this type of movie?
Yeah, I mean, everybody really had to work their ass off to get in this kind of shape. It requires a pretty big commitment. I mean, you're in the gym, you're working hard. Funny enough, the key is actually, for most of us, was to lose weight and actually just get as defined as possible by losing weight. And, you know, that just required a lot of cardio. You do get to eat. You get to eat a whole lot of protein, a whole lot of steak. Well, not a whole lot of potatoes, unfortunately, but a whole lot of steak and not a whole lot of red wine, unfortunately, but again, a whole lot of steak. So we worked hard. Everybody really did. We worked hard in the gym and then in the dance routines as well.
Talking with Adam Rodriguez from Magic Mike XXL. Now, is there a particular scene that we should look for that you liked filming?
Oh, my God. You know, so many, man. I mean, there's just some incredible dance routines in here. I think Channing has two epic dance routines that to me will hold up in time the same way, you know, Singing in the Rain for Gene Kelly has held up. I mean, he's got a pony routine in the movie that's phenomenal. And then his finale routine with Twitch, if anybody's familiar with the dance world, Stephen Twitch Boss is legendary there. And the two of them have a routine at the end that if you're a fan of dance or just entertainment period, I don't think you will ever forget this dance routine. It's unbelievable. So those routines stick out in my head. I love my candy shop routine in the movie. Just had a great time doing it. I had great girls on stage with me that brought so much energy to it. There's a lot to remember about Magic Mike XXL.
Now, is this a chick flick? I mean, are guys going to be able to go and sit through this?
I think the guys that are smart enough to go, I mean, look, if for no other reason, on the surface, does it seem like a chick flick? For sure. You know, got a whole bunch of beefcake running around the movie. But guys that are smart enough to go to this movie and know a few things. One, you're gonna get a glimpse at Jada Pinkett Smith in a way that you never have before. And I don't need to tell you how gorgeous or how talented she is. You got Amber Heard in this movie who, you know, takes your breath away anytime her face comes on screen. And Andie MacDowell's in this one. We've got plenty of gorgeous women to satisfy the male audience in the movie. But more than anything, I think this is a bromance comedy. I mean, this is a movie in the vein of Animal House or Hangover. And, you know, I know as a guy, I love those movies, and I love to laugh, and I love to go watch a cool group of guys that are having fun. I'm going to sit there and have a good time, too. And then if nothing else, you're in a movie theater full of hot and bothered women, and I can't think of a better place to go either pick up or just watch some beautiful women than a place like that. I mean, you're guaranteed, guys. So if you're smart, you'll go have a good time and watch the movie. And if you're single, go pick up a nice lady.
Now, do you hear from any of your old colleagues in Rockland County when this type of movie comes out?
You know, I'm getting phone calls from people from all over the country, actually, that, you know, friendships have popped up with over the years. And, yeah, it's always a treat to hear what a good time people had when they go to see the movie. Yeah, my buddies in Rockland County, for whoever's left there, which isn't many, big shout out there. All my people in the Bronx, big shout out.
Terrific. And is there any self-consciousness to you guys stripping on camera?
You know, in the first movie, we were all really self-conscious. I mean, you know, the idea of getting down to a thong on camera, you know, when you know millions of people at some point are going to see this, it's a bit scary, a bit daunting for sure. But you go out, you do it, you feel the energy of the crowd, and then all of a sudden you do it that first time, you hear the crowd scream, and you're kind of hooked. I mean, because you end up feeling like, you feel like a rock star. And, you know, once you get past that initial fear, it's just like, okay, let's do this again. I kind of think, you know, jumping out of a plane for people gets to be easier time after time, and that's kind of what it's like, to the point where you're just like, yes, I can't wait to do this again. I know that was the difference between the first one and the second. The first one was, you know, I think we were all terrified. And this time around, we were all really looking forward to getting out on stage and doing our routines and getting down to the song.
All right, let me ask you one last question. The CSI years, what is your best memory of all of those episodes that everybody watched religiously?
Oh, man. Two things, I'd say. One, I got a chance to write and direct a couple of episodes of the show in the last few years of the run, and that was an incredible experience. Worked with this crew for, you know, his cast and crew for 10 years, and then got a chance to actually put on a different hat and work with them in a different capacity. And that was an incredible feeling. And in terms of the character and what my favorite moment was on all the years, I'd have to say there was a flashback episode where you see how David Caruso's character, Horatio, gets those iconic sunglasses put in his hands for the very first time. And it's actually my character that gifted him a pair of sunglasses. And those glasses, as you know, will go down in television history. So that's probably my favorite moment.
All right. Well, all the best from everybody. What was it? Clarkstown South High School, wasn't it?
Actually, Clarkstown North, yeah.
Yeah, Clarkstown North, that's what I said. Adam, all the best to you, and good luck. I'm sure this is going to be another huge hit.
Thanks, Mike. I hope so, man. We really had a great time making it. Hopefully, people have as good a time watching it.
With Adam Rodriguez of Magic Mike XXL, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. On the Big Island of Hawaii, lava has been flowing from Kilauea Volcano for the last 20 years. During that time, many houses have been destroyed, and those with fire insurance were covered. But many were simply surrounded by lava for miles in every direction. With no access to the home or necessary utilities, these homes have no value. How do the insurance companies settle these types of claims? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Since the useless homes are still standing, albeit in a field of lava, the insurance companies have refused to recognize that the owners are now homeless. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a fast healer? Are you one of those people out there who never gets sick? And if you do, you get over it really fast. Well, here's their story and the science of it. These people are called self-healers, and they have personality traits that may just keep them healthy. First off, these people feel as if they're in control even when they're sick.
I am invincible!
Next, they see life as a challenge. People who find themselves sick often usually see life as a threat more than a challenge. Finally, self-healers are hard workers. They're the worker bees of the population.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What's the cheap psychological trick? What makes a self-healer tick? They have a purpose in life, and they work to prove it. They have an attitude, and they take control, and this attitude goes a long way toward good health. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.